The bridge to Crimea, exploding in flames, a symbol of President Putin's ambitions in Ukraine. From another angle, you can see the detonation and the destruction. Russian authorities say a truck bomb caused the blast on the Kerch Bridge around 6 a.m. local time. Moments before, cars seen crossing. The Russians say three people died. The flames, visible for miles, spreading to seven fuel tanks of a train. A rail line runs next to the road. The attack, a strategic blow for Russian forces, who use the crossing to transport military supplies to Ukraine. And a symbolic loss for President Putin, who was the first to drive across the $3.6 billion bridge in 2018 after annexing Crimea. Tonight, the Russians are furious, accusing Ukraine of terrorism, while Russian state TV playing down the incident, showing investigators quickly arriving at the scene and assuring the public that the bridge has reopened for light traffic. But today's attack, just 48 hours after President Biden warned of the dangers of escalation in Ukraine, saying President Putin is not joking when he threatens nuclear, chemical or biological attacks. President Biden privately telling Democrats at a fundraiser, "We have not faced the prospect of Armageddon since Kennedy and the Cuban Missile Crisis." The White House now denying any imminent threat. But tonight, the risks rising. Ukrainians celebrating the incident, but Ukraine not claiming responsibility. An advisor to President Zelensky writing on Twitter that this is just the beginning. Everything stolen must be returned to Ukraine. And Russia appointing a new general known for his brutal tactics in Syria. On the streets of Moscow today, most we spoke to, reluctant to talk.